The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
In terms of the practice, when we bring mindfulness into our lives, we can bring that with a variety of different understandings. It's like mindfulness is a tool, and you can use a tool in different ways depending on how you understand it. So understanding is important. And there's a dual understanding that works together very well. And that's presented a little bit poetically. That is that it's in the darkness that things are born, or out of the darkness that things are born. It's in light that things flower. So a seed usually goes under the ground where it's dark, supposedly, and then it sprouts from there, and then in the light the plant grows and flowers. And this idea points to that any given moment, any given time in our lives, that we don't know what's going to be born. We don't know. There's darkness, there's the unknown. And we don't know what's ripe to be born, what's ripe to sprout and come forward. And if we're too much involved in expectations and demands and planning for what's going to happen, we don't really respect the unknown. We don't respect those seeds within us that can be born only if there's darkness, only if there's a willingness to be open to the unknown, let something arise. But then when something does appear, then to meet it with the light of awareness. The awareness is kind of like a light. And to shine the light of awareness, to hold it in light, to make space for it, give air for it, give breathing room for it, and in the field of awareness. And then what has been born then will blossom in the way that it is kind of meant to blossom, the way that it can. And it's a remarkable journey to sit open and willing to allow what's unknown to appear, and then to shine the light of awareness on that and let it kind of take its course, let it find its way in awareness. Things unfold very differently if we're aware of them as they unfold than if they unfold and we're not really aware. So, you know, so like, for example, it could be that you have some difficult emotion or attitude. It could be angry or sad or something. And that could be what gets born in the unknown. You sit, you quiet, you open up, you're willing to be here for what's unknown, that which is in the darkness within you. And maybe what comes is anger. And so then we hold that with the light of awareness. And how is that going to bloom? What I found is that if you hold anger with give it breathing room, make space for it in the quiet of meditation, and hold it in awareness, that its course, its unfolding, tends to unfold in healthy ways, in skillful ways, in useful ways. It tends to morph and change and transform into something else besides anger. But you have to give it time, you have to give it breathing room, you have to allow it to be there in this light of awareness, non-reactive awareness. And yet, generally, it transforms itself into something more skillful. If same thing with something beautiful, so it can be generosity or wisdom or kindness, goodwill that arises. And that's the unknown that might come. And then hold that in the light of awareness. And that will also bloom in its way. It unfolds. Generally, the things that are skillful, if they have a place in our lives, will only grow and develop and blossom in ways. There's nothing lost in this process, only gained. It's good for us. So this dual attitude of being willing to sit in the unknown, willing to let the unknown make space for the unknown within you, make space for that which is not known to surface, and could out of that darkness of yourself. And then once it surfaces, it sprouts, to hold it in awareness, to hold it in the light, your light, the beautiful light that you have of attention, awareness, giving it breathing room, and then see what happens. See if you can get out of the way of it. Don't interfere with it, with judging it or expectations or wanting. Just hold it and explore it, feel it, be present for it, and let it bloom. See what happens, how it wants to unfold. So nothing. It's in darkness that things can be born. It's with the light that things can flower. Thank you.